Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Super Committee turns into super failure. The Super Committee was a super joke. Or this from satirist Annie Borowitz. We should hire illegal immigrants to cut the budget since it's a job no Americans want to do. Just some recent tweets, as the Budget Super Committee is expected to announce later today that it won't be able to reach a deal to cut $1.2 trillion from the deficit. Wall Street is also responding, the Dow tumbling. Jay Newton Small covers Congress for Time Magazine. Jay, we just want to check in with you. This 12-person panel had to send a deal to the Congressional Budget Office today in order to make that midnight Wednesday deadline in Congress. Is it pretty clear that this is all impossible?
It has been, I think, throughout the weekend, pretty clear that they were not going to come to a deal. Throughout the weekend, you didn't see super committee members talking to each other. They were just talking to the separate groups. So Democrats were meeting with Democrats, Republicans were meeting with Republicans, but they weren't actually talking to each other. And I think a lot of the strategy over the weekend has just been trying to figure out how to spin this so that they don't get blamed one side or the other. And really, there hasn't been sort of a good faith movement by the super committee since last week when the leaders met on this. There was a Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker John Boehner, and they failed to come to any kind of agreement to even talk about it. And I think that was sort of the beginning of the end of this.
Well, Democrats on the committee, like John Kerry of Massachusetts, say the key to the failure was the Republican unwillingness to give up the Bush-era tax cuts. Now, Republican John Toomey did offer a deal that raised about $300 billion in new tax revenue, but also made those Bush tax cuts permanent. Those tax cuts would increase the national debt by $3.3 trillion, so over 10 years. So Democrats are saying, wait a minute, Republicans were offering $300 billion in raised taxes in exchange for a loss of about $3 trillion. What are Republicans saying in response to that?
Republicans are saying, look, we were the ones that came, that moved off of our base. We were the ones that made a good faith effort, and Democrats weren't willing to seriously sit down and talk about entitlement cuts in ways that were credible. And they say that there really wasn't the political will to sort of get a lot of this done. So it is a blame game on both sides, on both Republican and Democrat.
And by the way, I said John Toomey. It's Pat Toomey who came up with what many thought was the first time Republicans had offered to raise taxes at all. So blame game all around. Is it pretty much understood that this is what, you know, at least a part of the presidential campaign is going to be about?
Absolutely. I mean, although to be fair, the issue has kind of turned, and I think part of what's lacking here in terms of political will is that deficits is really not an issue the way it was, say, last spring when everybody was looking at how, you know, deficit cutting it as really the number one issue in the nation. I think people really have turned back to jobs and the economy as the issue. So part of that is that people don't feel necessarily the same pressure that they felt last spring in order to do something on this. And then also, I think it just was sort of doomed to fail to begin with. I mean, 3 months ago, they couldn't come to an agreement. The idea that you would come to an agreement so close to an election, it just makes it all the harder with sort of everybody's looming reelection, not just the president's, but all the members of Congress who are on this. It just makes it so much more difficult.
Well, candidate Mitt Romney is blaming Barack Obama, saying that he should have played a bigger role in this. Meanwhile, some Republican senators, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, are reportedly trying to write new legislation that would protect the Defense Department, for instance, from the automatic cuts that will come in 2013, the sequestration, because a deal wasn't reached. The military expected to get some of the biggest hits in those automatic cuts. But will people really stand for those goalposts being moved again?
I don't think there's going to be a lot of political will in Congress to move those goalposts. I mean, part of the reason Democrats actually quite like them there because coupled with the expiration of the Bush tax cuts in January 2013, they become sort of this dual hammer to do some sort of tax reform either in the lame duck session at the end of 2012 or at the very beginning of 2013. And Democrats have always sort of liked the idea of doing tax reform without having to do too much entitlement reform, cut too many benefits for seniors and for those who are benefiting from Medicare and Medicaid. So in many ways, it's sort of a victory for Democrats because they get this sort of hammer of these cuts and of the Bush tax cuts expiring that they can use to sort of force through tax reform without having to deal with entitlements.
Well, and the court of public opinion will be weighing in. A poll show many Americans are not opposed to raising some taxes to cut the budget. So they'll get a chance at least to perhaps cast a vote on that in this upcoming election. J. Newton Small of Time Magazine, as the super committee again expected to announce today, it has failed to come up with a deal to cut the deficit. Jay, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.